Well, who bears the problem of evil? That's the next question that he's going to ask. Given the robust view of...
Well, of course we do as Christians.
Right. Given the robust view of good and evil and God that biblical Christianity promotes, one is tempted to suppose that Christians bear the greatest burden.
Of course.
You know, you Christians always talking about, oh, sin this and God this and the ultimate
good. God's supposed
good
to be all good.
And,
yeah, where does evil come from?
That kind of stuff. Gross. Christianity bears this greatest burden by making sense of the apparent dilemma that that this presents. So, you know, oh, the problem of evil, it's a problem for you Christians to explain all this evil.
Shame on you.
But is there reason for smugness among the non-Christian consentii?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Right? So again, as we talked about, it's the problem of evil. So we understand evil. We have to figure out what the problems that it causes are and right. have classifications for that and understanding of how to negate those. But then for the non-Christian, oh, you have a problem of evil. Okay, can you tell me what evil is so that I can have a problem with it?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
That may be
hard. Okay, well, fine. Chocolate ice cream.
Always chocolate ice cream.